Shane Hope from the West Australian. Big round three of footy, mate.
Yeah, massive round, Alan. Can't wait for tonight's game, especially kicking off with Carlton and Collingwood at the MCG. It doesn't get much better than that, especially when both sides are under so much pressure to perform.
Who's under more pressure, do you think?
Both Brendan Bolton and Nathan Buckley, I think. They're the two men under most pressure at the moment. But two winless sides going into this in a year when Collingwood were expected to challenge for the eight, as they have been for the last couple of seasons, and injuries have really got them. And then Carlton were expected to really start pushing up towards the eight as well, as this development program under Brendan Bolton really kicks into gear. So both 0-2 so far. God forbid going 0-3. It's going to be pretty tough on whoever loses this one, I think, next
week. Well, someone does have to lose. Who's winning tonight?
I'm going the Pies, but toss a coin. There's going to be 70,000 there roaring, and no doubt the fans of the winning side will be getting stuck into the fans of the losing side, I think, post-match. But, yeah, toss a coin. I'm going the Pies. I think they're slightly more talented across the ground.
All right. Well, let's bring it home for a second. Technically two home games this weekend for WA. Our first one, Fremantle taking on the Gold Coast Suns. Technically a Gold Coast Sun home game, but it's right here at Optus Stadium.
Yeah, so Freo have forked out about $500,000 to actually purchase this match from the AFL. So it's an interesting situation. That sort of stuff doesn't happen often in the AFL. So they do get the extra home game. That's great for them. There's only going to be about 30,000 people there, I think, which is a bit surprising after so many people thought they couldn't get into games at Subiaco for so long. And now they've got the chance and they don't seem to be buying tickets. So that's a tricky one. Hopefully a few more Dockers fans turn up on the day, but the Dockers playing at home, they seem to play the ground pretty well against Essendon last week in their first home game at Burswood. So, fingers crossed they can get the job done again, but they're going to have to keep an eye on Tom Lynch, aren't they? Alex Pearce looks like the man to get the job on him after he kicked eight snaggers against Carlton last week. So, I think the Dockers will just get it done at home.
Excellent. That's what Docker fans want to hear. On Sunday, Eagles are playing at playing there as well up the stadium. That's going to be a big one. Eagles Geelong.
Yeah, absolutely massive. The Cats, they weren't good enough against Hawthorn on Monday, and they really struggle off these Easter Monday games as well. They've played eight times now in the last 8 years, and five times they've lost those follow-up fixtures, and every time they've gone interstate, there's been three times they've lost each of those three interstate games. So the record looks pretty good for West Coast in that regard. But the Cats, they're chartering a flight out of Avalon Airport, which is closer to Geelong than Tullamarine in Melbourne. So they're chartering the flight on Saturday, and then they're chartering one back as well, straight back to Avalon straight after the game. So they're really trying to look after themselves in terms of the travel this time around. So that's their sneaky little plan, the Cats. They look really good on paper. I think they look too good for the Eagles on paper when you've got guys like Dangerfield, Ablett, Selwood in the midfield. Mitch Duncan could come back. And South Fremantle product Tim Kelly's on fire for the Cats as well. So, fortunately for West Coast, the game's not played on paper, and they're in good form as well. They did a number on the Bulldogs last week, so it's a tough game to pick, but I'll just go with the Cats, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. Those games we are broadcasting here on Triple M, and another one we're broadcasting as well on Sunday. Richmond taking on Hawthorn. This, to me, feels like it's going to be game of the round.
Yeah, it could be an absolute cracker. Richmond obviously seething after getting really smacked by Adelaide last week. I think the scoreline flattered them in the end when you look at some of the numbers in terms of contested footy and inside 50s and that sort of thing. They could have really been belted by 10 goals. So it's a tough one to pick. I've gone with the Tigers, but Hawthorn have been great so far. The way they're defending behind the ball, if you get a chance to look at the vision off the ball and the way they're setting up, it looks very similar to what they were doing when they were winning premierships. So obviously they've had a big list turnover, but Alistair Clarkson's managed to pull some strings there and seems to be getting them to play in that same sort of style. So that's really served them well over the first two rounds, and I think they're a huge chance to upset the Tigers on the weekend.
Excellent, Shane. Thanks for that, mate. We do appreciate it.
Anytime, Alan.
This weekend, it's all going to be happening. Looking forward to this. The Great Southwest Bed Race. I've got one of the organisers on the line. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Oh, I'm very excited about this. Talk me through it. What's going down on the day?
Oh, we have such an exciting day planned for the city of Bunbury and surrounds today. We've got the Great Southwest Bed Race happening for the second time second time ever, really. We've got a better event happening than we did last year in terms of we're shutting down the streets to run this race through the streets of Bunbury to show off our amazing cities, show off some of the best sort of landmarks that we have around town. So in addition to that, we've also got Bicentennial Square sort of coming alive with market stalls, food trucks, live music, free kids entertainment. We've got free bouncy castles. There's so much happening down there today. It's going to be great for anyone who wants to come and have a look.
Yeah, sounds really good. And it, not only is it going to be a whole lot of fun, but raising a whole lot of money for good causes.
Absolutely. So so the money raised for the bed race goes towards cancer and cardiac services for Bunbury and Southwest residents. So St John of God Bunbury Hospital organised the event, and 100% of money raised in the Southwest community stays in the Southwest. So we don't spend any money on administration costs. Everything that we do raise benefits the people who live in Bunbury and the surrounds.
That is awesome. That's so much. That's so great to hear. Now, obviously, registrations are all closed. You can't enter the race, but spectator-wise, so much things to do. You just talked on the markets as well. But I've seen some photos from last year, like a Batmobile, and people put a lot of effort into these beds.
Absolutely. So we have a grand parade, which is one of the highlights of the day. So that starts at 12 o'clock from Bicentennial Square. And the teams that are involved in the race are encouraged to dress their bed up, dress their teams up for the grand parade. And as we go through the main streets of town, there's prizes for the most entertaining team. So they've got to show off their bed, show off their team, and hopefully maybe raise a bit more money as they go around the streets during that grand parade.
No, that sounds great. Well, it's going to be a big, big day, all happening Saturday. Can't wait for it. Thanks for the chat today, Christy. It looks like it's going to be a fun event.
Thanks heaps.
Royal news. I know you're not the most excited about it, and I said that there's a way that I can get you a little bit more excited about this, especially with the baby on the way.
Well, what is the royal news?
And this is the way to do it. Betting. This is a real thing. You can bet.
Okay, I'm interested again.
You can bet. When it comes to this baby on the way, you, not only can you bet on what sex it's going to be, the weight of the baby.
Really?
Really. But also the name of the baby. And that's where it is hotly contested.
It's a betting market for the name of the baby.
Yeah, man. I'm serious. At the moment, the clear favourite, they're thinking it's going to be a girl.
Yeah.
And they're thinking the name is going to be Mary.
Played it safe with that.
Started off at 16 to 1 odds, now shooting up to 3-1 odds.
All the
being
good money.
Named Mary.
Unbackable favourite, Mary. Yeah.
Yep. Some other names in there as well. Alice, 6-1. Victoria, 8-1. And Elizabeth, 12-1 as well, which is, well, there you go. I love that they just...
that market will shorten and it'll be shorter than 3-1 for Mary.
Well, what if it's a boy? So here's some odds for you. They're all sitting at the same odds, 14-1. And that is names like Albert, Arthur, or Frederick.
This is now officially the most I've ever cared.
I love this. And I'm curious because normally what you see is they go to the hospital and there's paparazzi everywhere. Forget that this time round. It's going to be your Ladbrokes, your William Hill. They're all going to be lining up the outside. It's almost going to be like Melbourne Cup Day.
Mark Reed's out there.
Yeah, just writing tickets with your hand, writing them. Just like, I've got over here. What have you got over here? Here we go. Writing a ticket for you there, over there, mate. And
is it worth getting on? What's it paying on the
They're going to walk out the hospital with the baby, straight up Ladbroke guy, going to grab it, weigh the baby. Oh, you're spot on there.
Triple M promotes gambling responsibly.
And I've got a man on the line that definitely knows all things fishing when it comes to the Southwest. Holly from Oceanic Marine. Hey, mate.
Yeah, how are you, mate? Good.
Yeah, mate. Well, a couple of things we're going to ask. First one is, did the tourists leave any fish for you, mate? Because obviously that long weekend, they would have been going mental.
Yeah, well, I think the weather was a bit gnarly for them too, so I don't think they would have got out too wide, but I think there's plenty of fish in the bay. Both snapper are going off still on sunset, guys. Anywhere on the beach, like pick a drain, pick a rock groin or something, float out something, they're nailing everything. But Easter, I think there's a lot of people down in Busselton. God, it goes crazy. But we do the traditional Easter egg hunt, right? I'll just tell you quickly. The first clue is always know what's Ken's girlfriend, Barbie. So they go to the Barbie. The next clue they write was, what should have Oceanic Paul use to go crabbing instead of his car? And all my kids straight away turned around, looked at the dig you ran to, and hey, look, we're getting so much miles out of that from Oceanic Paul. It's bloody lovely. But then on the Easter Monday, we had Maxine and the oldies around, and probably about 20 crew. We had so much seafood, it was awesome. That cuttlefish... Guys, if you're catching cuttlefish and you're just going to use it for bait, bring it to my house and I'll show you that you will never use it for bait ever again. So it's just magnificent and so tender and just awesome. And good people to eat it with. It was really good. The salmon, though, guys, are still around. Not quite so prolific around in the bay, but more so on the west coast. Guys are nailing them like Augusta, Hamlin, Greystown, all through there. The whiting, like I say every time, get up early, guys, because I know my good mate Max is cleaning up on the whiting. And a few guys are still trawling for the herring, which are still getting salmon at the same time. And the crabs, they're there. You just got to hunt them up, guys. More so sort of wander up way than sort of bayside way. So Yeah, tight lines, guys.
Nah, excellent. Thank you very much, Holly. And
sorry. I forgot to mention that I was a bit sick there yesterday, Arvo. So Maxine and I are actually at the moment just out off the Cape having a fish. So.
Yeah, no, I was about to mention that, mate, because people go on, oh, it sounds like he's at sea. Yes, I think a lot of people hate you slash love you because your Friday morning, where's Holly? Oh, he's fishing.
So, yeah, guys, if you're just about going to work, just unhook that trailer and put the boat trailer on and get out of here, guys. It's looking really nice. So.
Yeah, a lot of people hate you. Holly, thanks for that, mate.
All right, mate, have a good one.